せていただきます。
Hello everybody and welcome back to the third session of the Game Cola D&D cast. We are playing Made RPG. My name is Michael Gray. I'm going to be playing Master Milo, who is the master, and he has six different maids. If you didn't listen to the previous sections, let me explain who all the maids are very quickly. We have Maid Christina, who is a hero type. She is a neat freak, a pyromaniac who wields a bazooka. She destroyed her homeland, and now she's a maid. We also have Anna. She is a pure type. She is a vampire princess with the psychic power of mind control. She can take a huge HP hit in order to get an unrefusable request, but she'll have to actually roleplay that request. She is an infiltrator. She has been sent to kill the master. She's actually been sent by the Gillette Corporation because she wants to prevent the master from having a fantastic beard.
I don't know how I'm going to do that, though.
Okay, Anna. Christian, you're there?
Yes, I am. How do I sound?
You're fine. I just introduced your character.
Great.
A hero type, neat freak, pyromaniac with a bazooka, and you destroyed your homeland.
Great. There's someone sleeping in every room of my house right now, so I'm currently in my car on my phone. So this will be great.
What are the odds?
Perfect.
We also have Maid Jedulara, who is the cool type. She is Christian's rival. She is a pro-creator at baking. She wields a tonfa. She can defend up to two others, but she never used that talent. And she is related to the master. And I forget how, because we haven't played this game in several months.
Yes.
Do you remember Jedulara? How are we related?
Is that ever discussed?
Although you're only distantly related to the master, your parents have put you in his care.
Oh, okay.
That's all that it says.
Okay, we have Maid Bob, played by Joseph. He is the sexy type. A neat freak. She's a fairy. She wields bombs. Her power is setting traps, and we don't know where she comes from. We also have Maid Diana, who is the sexy type. She has an eye patch. She is a bunny shapeshifter. She wields a katana, she's a slave, and she's wearing adventure game pants.
Did we say that I was named Bob?
Yes, you are Bob.
Yeah, I'm Bob, in case that wasn't clear.
Maid Pat is the final maid. She's not going to be here right now, so I guess I'll auto-play Maid Pat.
She's here in spirit.
She's boyish. She is a fortune teller. She killed her lover. She wields claws. She can pull a gigantic weapon out of nowhere. And she loves the master. But the master doesn't love her back. So to begin with, I've got like five notes. I made a bunch of notes while editing the previous podcast. So I decided to take favor points away from Christina and Bob because you two both completely ignored being clean freaks. There was a challenge at the very, very beginning of the session where you had cake and cake got all over the master and you were supposed to clean him off because you're clean freaks, but you didn't. So minus favor.
Cake is not mess. Cake is glorious.
Maid Jedulara, I forgot that you were a pro at baking. When you did the cake-making contest. So you get extra points for your fantastic cake.
Hooray.
But then your points get taken away because the unicorn ate half of your cake. So the score ends up being exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
I gave two favor points to everybody who showed up at the last recording. Maid Pat completely forgot about being psychic and having psychic visions, and she gets an extra point for being a good role player as a drunk. So the Frozen North starts off with, do you guys remember the plot of the game, by the way? We're trying to find the Masters of the Beards or something like that.
And we're in the basement that has a Frozen North.
We're in the basement. We just finished with the Twilight Zone. Bam.
Yeah.
And we fell. We went falling, and we landed in the soft, soft snow. And Maid Pat, who needs to have psychic visions, immediately got a psychic vision, which would be more interesting if she was actually here. So here's the vision. It's Christmas Day, and we have a family gathered around the Christmas tree by the fireplace. Two young boys dressed in fireman pajamas are gathering the presents. It should be a happy scene, but it's not. There are no presents under the tree, and the children are weeping profusely. Santa didn't get me any presents this year! My sense of self-entitlement is ruined! How could this happen? Asks the one child. Now this consumerist holiday with no religious significance whatsoever will be ruined! The economy will collapse, says the other. And then the vision ends. Uh-oh, everybody, Maid Pat says. It seems that something is trying to ruin Christmas.
Very important question. Did the fireman pajamas include fireman hats?
Let me roll. Yes.
Okay. So it's not absolutely terrible Christmas.
Well, I mean, obviously they got the fireman pajamas
could
before
be worse.
Christmas.
Yeah, but they're still wearing fireman hats.
They're still wearing fireman hats. So we are here in the, we're in an area which is snowy and stuff like that. I guess you could call it a hideout. We're here at the starting area of this thing. We can go left or right.
Left.
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 Okay.
Left is good.
We go left to the, we go to an area which is the climbing wall. Oh, I should have asked. Has anybody played Treasure Math Storm? Because that's what we're playing right now.
Me. I have.
Wait, Treasure Math Storm?
Treasure Math Storm.
I think I saw someone play it, and it might have been you.
Okay.
Played Treasure Mountain.
Treasure Mountain, which is basically the exact same thing. You guys are at
okay.
the climbing wall at this point. There is a small elf standing in front of the climbing wall, and he's got an angry look on his face.
Which skill is good with talking to people?
This is basically the thing where you can pick whichever skill you want, and if it sounds good, I'll just go for it.
Talk to the elf.
Okay, what are you going to say to the elf?
That's a good question.
Remember, he's a very grumpy elf.
The elf shakes his head and says, you cannot climb the wall unless you have those things that you need for wall climbing.
Suction cups?
Yeah,
hands.
Let's go with that. actually, they're climbing things. That's actually what my notes say, so that's not very helpful. Picks. They're picks. Climbing picks.
Oh.
He won't let you climb the wall to the next level until you get the climbing picks.
Where can we find the ice picks?
He says you can find
Adventure
the ice picks
fans.
From the time room, or you can get them from the store.
Where's the store?
The store is... Let's see. The store is either to the left or to the right. He doesn't know. He doesn't leave this wall. He always stands guard in front of the climbing wall.
Quick question, does the snowy tundra and the time room, those count as in the building, as for Diana's adventure pants?
Yeah, that's my...
I think Diana's technically always inside the building, because we're inside the basement.
We're inside the building right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Can I just get some pics?
Where in the mansion are you getting pics from?
From the store.
Or the time room. Do the time room, because that wouldn't be theft as much.
Okay, I rolled you could get one pick from your adventure game pants, but you're going to need to find the other three somewhere else.
But what if we climb up with one pick and then just throw it down?
You need two picks, one for each hand.
You said three. Okay. Do we need one for each foot?
In the actual game, you need to collect... four picks, but they only have two picks that are used in the climbing animation.
So we're going with two.
I
okay,
vote
so
we
next
go
question,
to the
next question.
Time
Do we have
room.
Any money? Do we have money?
Do you have money?
Yeah. Can I get money?
Well, you have a mansion. The master has a mansion. And
well,
Diana
do they have
has
any money
pants.
On them?
But you have adventure pants, so if he has any money in his mansion, then you can get some.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you guys try to buy something with money, again, I will roll and decide how much money you have, because I'm a nice
okay,
guy
cool.
that way.
So let's go to the store, then.
But what about the time room?
The time room might be on the way to the store. Left or
we
right?
We don't know which way, so let's go to the left. Let's go to the first place we see.
Okay, you go left. This is a blank area. Nothing's there. You can go left or right.
Oh.
Left.
Left. Let's go left again.
You guys go left again. Yes. This is the store. There's a
right.
boring little store right. built. It's built in the side of the mountain.
Hi, do you have any pickaxes?
Oh, you're going inside the store. Okay, so the store has the little man.
No, she was just talking to the store.
Yeah, no, no.
I thought it was outside. I thought it was like a window.
The old man working at the store has a couple of things for sale. You can buy one net for a quarter, four nets for three quarters, or a pickaxe for four quarters.
I would like one pickaxe, please.
Are there any more pickaxes in stock, or is there just that one?
Oh, no. He's got plenty. He's got four pickaxes. Okay. He just sells them individually.
Wait, do we need four for everyone, or do we need four?
Just four,
like,
total.
Each?
I imagine you'll just throw them back down.
Okay.
You have to go up two at a time for safety reasons.
Yeah, so to make things interesting, let's say he will sell you two pickaxes. That's how much money you've got on you.
Okay.
$2.
Okay, cool.
Great. So he presses the buttons on his very slow-moving calculator, and he gives you the pickaxes.
Hooray.
Thank you.
So now we should go to the time room, because it's a room of time.
I think you might be a little bit disappointed by the time room, but let's say you guys go to the left and reach the time room.
Hooray.
Yay.
We're here.
Cool. What does it look like?
The time room has a kooky old guy. He is standing near a very large grandfather clock. He is dressed like a wizard, and he has a challenge for you.
Can we travel through time with the grandfather clock?
No. Here's what it is. The clock is set to 7 o'clock. He wants you to solve his riddle, which is very difficult. Only the smartest people can solve this riddle.
I have three cunning. I can do this.
Okay. He says, what is 1 hour after 7 o'clock?
Is that AM or PM?
It's PM. It's PM.
Okay. Oh, gosh, we just learned this in school.
I'm just going to let him take this one. Yeah.
Is this a big hand?
Here, let me roll my dice and see what it comes up with. It says 4.
Don't screw this up, guys.
I think it might be 8.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
The answer is 8
right.
O'clock. And 3 favored above for being amusing.
Yay! Good job.
In gratitude for solving the puzzle, he gives you the missing pickaxe that you really, really desperately need.
Hooray.
Oh, okay.
Are we done with this level?
He invites you to stay behind and solve more of his difficult puzzles for money.
Ooh.
Money.
How
much money do we need?
Dude, I think I got this. I got the last one. I think I might know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay. Watch this one be, like, really difficult now.
So his question is, what is it? Okay, say that it's 6 o'clock now.
Okay.
And you go back a half hour. What time is it then?
Is this on a Tuesday or a Thursday?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's completely different.
And so
weekend time.
Oh, is it daylight saving time?
No. No daylight savings time.
Any difference in time zones?
Are we crossing over time zones during this half hour?
You're crossing over the prime meridian from left to right.
Oh, God.
East to west. So you're actually going back in time a half hour after 6 o'clock.
This is a tough one.
I believe in you, Bob. You can do this.
You can do this.
Okay. So, to reiterate, we're going over a time zone line as half an hour from 6 passes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which way are we going?
We were going from east to west.
East to west. So that means that...
The time man is checking his watch now.
He's got a grandfather clock. What does he need a watch for?
He checks his watch when he thinks you guys are being slow.
We like to think things through.
Actually, wait a minute. I'm the person who can interrupt you guys when you're being slow. Random event time.
Oh. Bob,
grandfather clock
you.
Springs to life.
4. Random event number 4. Uh-oh. Guys, you hear something from outside.
I know.
It goes thumpity, thump, thump. Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity.
What is
thump,
Frosty
thump.
Doing here?
What?
Go for the hat.
It's Frosty the Snowman. He bursts into the room. He's in a murderous rampage, and he kills. He kills the old man.
Oh my god!
We're just gonna get money out of that guy.
Well, we still can. He has pockets.
You guys, distract him. I'll steal his money.
Frosty like the old man turns on you and decides he's going to attack. He's on a murderous rampage here.
Oh great! Good job, guys.
Someone go for the hat.
He's just like
I set his hat on fire.
You set his hat on fire. Okay, but he has time for one attack.
Oh no.
So let's see who he's gonna attack. He's attacking Maid Bob. Oh no.
Oh. Oh, it figures. This is what I get for not knowing my time zone.
So Bob, which attribute are you gonna use?
I would assume he's athletics would be good just for dodging and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, you're dodging. Ooh, this all might right. not be good. Okay.
I got a little tin so you can hear me roll the die.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 2, so that's 6.
Okay, Frosty got a 6 and a 2, which gives him 12, so he does 6 damage to you. Guess what, everybody? I refilled all your damage meters. You're now at full HP.
Oh, yay.
Except for Maid Bob, who just got hit, and now Bob is at 4 HP. Frosty's hat... I'm dropping my die all over the place. Frosty's hat melts, and so does he, I suppose. Turns back into a normal snowman.
Oh, that's good.
I thought he would melt.
No,
oh, just the hat.
Just remove the hat. When the hat is gone, he just turns back to a normal snowman. Although, obviously, there's a little bit of an indentation on his head. Part of it is missing because he was on fire.
Sounds good.
Thank goodness, Master Milo says. That evil creature came to life and was roaming around town, causing all sorts of evil damage.
So are we going to loot the money from the old man?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to take this opportunity to loot the old man and the snowman, just in case.
Because we're amazing people.
The snowman has a, 2 eyes made out of coal, a corncob pipe, and a carrot.
I was hoping for money,
that's
but okay.
Basically all you can get from him. And
dibs on the carrot.
The time man has, let's say, $6,000 cash.
Awesome. Great! I'll take it.
I set the grandfather clock on fire.
Hey! We gotta get out of here!
Building's probably on fire by
the time. I gotta do what I gotta do.
Okay. Maid Christina gets favor, and whoever stole the money also gets favor, just because of being nice.
How much?
1 favor apiece. I should note that the favor scores are these. Maid Christina has 19. Diana has 15. Pat has 13. Bob has 15. Anna has 11. And Jedulara has 6. Jedulara, you've got something.
Place.
I'm sorry. So you guys decide to leave, and you decide to head back for the climbing wall. Except this time, you go to the left, and you enter a brand new area. There's a man who's standing outside of, what do you call them? Tents. He's standing outside of a tent. And he's shouting, step right up, step right up, step right up. Come and solve the ice trivia challenge.
Do we get money?
No, you get favor for this.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Everyone rushes in at the same time.
We, like, trample the guy.
Okay, this man, he introduces himself as Ice-T, and the T stands for trivia. He says he has 6 different questions, 1 for each maid, and each question is worth 4 favor points. Oh. Now, one of the questions is randomly going to be a daily double. That question will be worth 8 points. And you can phone a friend for 0.5 points.
We can do this, guys.
And you can also steal, well, I'll tell you more about that later. He decides to roll his die and figure out who gets the first question, because I'm presuming you're all trying to answer this. Anna, you are going, and you get question number 6. Okay, so Ice-T says, Maid Anna, your trivia category is DuckTales.
Woohoo.
And he pauses at this moment. If somebody wants to steal this question away from Maid Anna, this would be your opportunity.
Didn't you show that I've seen within the recent years.
This is DuckTales for the NES, not the...
this
is a video game website.
These are all, I have never played that.
These are all based on video games.
Great.
We can do this,
so
Anna.
Because nobody wants to steal from Anna, she gets the question. In DuckTales for the NES, what famous mountain range does Uncle Scrooge visit in order to get the lost crown of Genghis Khan?
I don't know.
Okay, does anybody want to steal it for half points?
I can, I will.
Yes.
Okay, we've got two people who want to steal it. Why don't you guys just, both of you roll, and whoever gets the higher point total gets to steal it.
I don't have a die.
You don't have a die. Okay, I'll roll for you. Okay, you got a 3.
I got a 4.
Okay, Maid Bob, what's your answer?
Is it the Alps?
No, that is incorrect.
Track.
Okay, Maid Christina. In DuckTales for the NES, what famous mountain range does Uncle Scrooge visit to get the lost crown of Genghis Khan?
The Himalayas.
Yes, that is correct.
Yay!
You get 2 points. Yeah, you get 2 points for that. Rolling again. Okay, this time we have Maid Bob. Maid Bob is answering question number 5. Your category is the Mega Man series.
Oh. I want to just give me the Man. Points.
Does anyone feel like stealing from him or her?
Which Mega
can
Man?
Can I steal still?
You can still steal, yes.
I'll steal it.
Okay, you guys are going to have a roll off.
You steal my Mega Man question.
Okay, Christina, you rolled a 2.
Oh boy.
4 again.
Okay, Maid Bob gets to keep the question. Okay, so your question, Maid Bob, is name 2 ice-themed robot masters from the Mega Man series.
Iceman.
Good.
Wow.
And Freeze Man.
Okay, fantastic.
Can I name more for extra credit?
Sure, name 2 more.
Blizzard Man and Chill Man.
Is there Blizzard Man?
Mega Man 6.
Okay, yeah, I had Blizzard Buffalo and Chill Penguin. Those sound close enough. We'll give you all 4 favor points for answering the question.
Yay!
Jedulara. Okay, Jedulara, you get a very special question here.
Uh-oh.
This is a question only for Jedulara. Nobody can steal this one. Your category is The Simpsons.
Okay.
Just to make up for your shameful behavior of Simpsons trivia from episode 1 of Made RPG.
Okay.
In the Simpsons episode entitled Mr. Plow, Homer gets a plow and starts a plow business. Sing the theme song. What's the jingle for Mr. Plow?
Oh. I don't know.
You don't know the Mr. Plow song. Ouch. Oh, Gene, I gave you a special question just so you could get extra favor. Anybody want to steal it then, now that he's given up?
I can steal it. I can steal it.
Maid Christina, roll off against Maid Jedulara. Jedulara, are you going to stand for that? Your rival's trying to steal your question.
No, I got a 5.
Oh, you managed to beat Maid Christina because she got a 3.
Oh.
I imagine we're, like, all just wrestling as this guy asks this question.
Okay, well, Christina, can you sing the song anyway?
I'm Mr. Plow, that's my name, that name again is Mr. Plow.
Yes!
Yay!
Wait, do I get points?
No, you don't, you failed utterly. Maid Diana, you haven't gone yet, right?
Nope. Nope, haven't gone.
You get question number 2. Your category is Banjo-Kazooie the Nintendo 64. Does anybody want to steal?
Please do. Dang it, guys. Really?
Sorry.
Okay, Maid Diana, your question. What animal do you turn into in the level entitled Freeze Easy Peak?
I've never played Banjo-Kazooie.
Well, take a guess. It's an ice-themed animal.
Penguin.
Oh, the answer was walrus.
Walrus.
I thought you were going to give us a chance to steal.
You guys should have stolen earlier.
Yeah.
But you gave them chances afterwards in the other times.
Yeah, well, Ice-T decides the rules whenever he decides the rules.
This game's fixed.
Now everyone who watches this is going to hate me for not having played Banjo-Kazooie. I'm sorry.
Actually, Maid Diana probably shouldn't have cheated over Maid Diana, because she's no longer, like, in the lead of the favor race.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Okay, next. Who has not gone? Did I pick... I did Bob, I did Jajalara. Anna, did you go?
I was the first to go.
Okay, then
it's I don't think I've actually had an official turn.
Maid Christina did not have an official turn, so you're getting question either one or three. Okay. Maid Christina, you got the Daily Double. Your category is Super Mario 64. Mm. Does anybody wish to steal?
I do.
Okay, roll off. Christina got a 5.
I also got a 5.
Roll off. 3.
I got a 3.
We'll give Diana one favor for excellent rolling skills. Christina got a 6.
I got a 4.
Oh, but at least you got the 1 point for rolling.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I'll take
Maid Christina, in Cool Mountain, what animal do you race on the slide?
On the slide?
Yeah, the giant slide on Cool Mountain.
I'm going to say a penguin.
The answer is penguin, and you get 8 points because that was the Daily Double, putting you at 29 favor.
Maid Diana's pouting in the corner. Yes, I said penguin last time.
So, new plan. Everyone hate Christina.
Already
Maid
on
Diana,
it.
Diana, you get the final question. The final question, your category is the ice climbers.
Didn't Anna already go?
Yeah, I already went. Yeah,
okay,
anyway.
Well, who's the last right?
I have an extra Maid one
Pat
to remember.
Is not here. Well, in that case, because Maid Pat isn't here and she gets the question, I'll just roll and decide who gets the question then. And let's be nice and not give it to Maid Christina because she's so far in the lead.
Yeah, let's.
Let's steal it.
Diana gets it.
Oh, yay. I didn't want it.
Diana, you get ice climbers. That's your category. Does anybody want to steal? Actually, let's not... let anybody steal because we were mean to her previously.
It's okay.
Hey, Diana, your question. What are the names of the two ice climbers?
Oh, no, I know this. It's Nana and Popo, right? Or something like that?
Yes!
You said it in the wrong order. It doesn't count.
Oh my god, sorry. Hey, that's pretty good for not having played ice climbers either.
I only know that because I played Smash Brothers. Yeah.
That might be exactly the exact same place I got that information.
Yay!
Certainly doesn't say it in the actual game.
Alright, so, now let's check our favor scores. Our favor scores, Maid Christina has 29, Maid Diana has 20, Bob has 19, Pat has 13, Anna has 11, and Jejulara has a paltry 6.
I win. This is like golf, right?
No.
No, it's more like Jack's.
So I'd say you, all our characters leave Ice-T. Ice-T decides to close up and go home.
Does he lay out any fat beats?
No.
Oh.
He was going to, but he's so distressed at your lack of all things Simpson that it's just goes
thanks
home.
A lot. So I guess
so
we should
go
back to the climbing wall.
Yeah, to the mountain wall.
Well, Master Milo agrees with climbing the climbing wall. He goes to the climbing wall.
We follow, I assume.
You guys follow, and let's have some fun. Maid Christina, he asks you to carry him up the mountain.
No, I'm going to do it. Me, I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh, we've got a challenge here. Do you want to roll off to decide who's carrying the master?
Yes, I just rolled a 6. Just saying I already won.
Okay, so Maid Christina rolled a 5.
Yes, I win.
You win, so you get to carry the master up the climbing wall. However, there's a problem. You almost slip at one point.
Oh.
Oh no.
I'm going to go with 7 here. Okay, roll to see if you can save the master.
Okay, going to use
Yeah, and which attribute are you using?
Athletics.
Athletics. So you rolled?
A 2, which gives me 6.
2 plus 6. Oh, okay, so that is not enough. That is not greater than 7. So the master falls down to the ground.
Quick.
And he gives you
catch.
-2 favor.
Oh. Wait, can we catch?
Okay, we'll
can
see
we catch?
If you got the other mates can catch the master. Who's trying to catch the master?
I am.
Oh, I'll try.
I'll try.
Okay, well, let's put all of your scores together then. Okay. Let's say they all get together and they're all just holding up their arms. They're all gathered in a circle and they're trying to prevent the master from falling.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody roll.
Athletics, I assume.
Yeah, go for athletics.
I got a 6.
I got a 4.
I got 3 times 3, which is 9.
And Maid Christina got a 2, so I have to add everything up. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
I was the most helpful. I was the most helpful.
Congratulations.
You're fantastic. Okay, so I'm going with... Just a second. Ooh, super difficult. Oh, you are all unable to catch the master. He basically just crushes all of you.
Oh, man. Ow.
Jujut Lara dropped him from very high up. Let's go with a minus 2 points to everybody, just to be fair to Jujut Lara.
Oh.
Although she dropped the master first, so she really should get penalized more.
Quick question.
Yes?
I can fly, right?
You are a fairy, yes.
Can I just fly up the mountain?
Yes.
So I'm going to fly up the mountain and scout ahead and let people know what's up at the top.
Alright, at the very top of the mountain, you see a large snowman guarding a door.
Is it, like, a live snowman, or just, like,
it's
a snowman?
It's just, like, a big, hairy guy. I guess it's not really a snowman. It has a big purple nose, and okay. There is a sign on the door which reads, Boss Battle.
Oh boy, that sounds
so exciting. So I shout down that there's a giant guy who looks like a snowman, but apparently isn't. And there's apparently a boss battle up here, so if you guys want to grab some stuff before coming up, this would be the time to do it.
Oh, gotcha.
Can I ask the guy if we need anything to go into the boss battle?
He says he won't let you inside unless you solve his difficult riddle. It is very, very dangerous and difficult.
Okay, I'm going to wait for everyone else to come up before... going this so we can work together.
That is a wise decision. So let's say everybody climbs up to the next level of the mountain. Master Milo gives you all a solid scolding for not saving him when he fell.
I apologize because we tried.
Sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
you should be.
Because Maid Diana and Jujut Lara apologized, you both get one favor.
Yay! Mm.
So you are here on the second level of the mountain! Yay. There are only, let's see... 4 or 5 areas here. You could go left or right, same thing.
Should we explore before asking the riddle in case there's, like, a clue around?
To the right is a blank area, and to the left is another store.
Let's go to the store.
Alright.
Might have weapons.
You go to the store. Inside the store, you have a woman, and she is selling seesaw parts.
Oh. It's just what I want.
Like, enough for an entire seesaw?
There are 4 different parts that, when put together, form a giant seesaw. And this seesaw is large enough that you could catapult somebody up to the next level of the mountain, which would be the final level with the snowman with the purple nose.
So wait, he's up higher. He's not on the same level.
Yeah, no.
He went to the very, very top. I could see him from the second level, but I can't, like, get to him.
No, you flew all the way to the top level.
I can fly all the way to the top.
Yeah, you bypassed
Not on the level that everyone else is on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's selling the parts for $1 a piece.
Well, I just got $6,000, so I just pay for all the parts.
Seesaws for everybody!
Well,
you pay for the parts, and the lady picks them up and goes outside the store and builds you a giant catapult. That's
awesome. Say thank you. Thank you, nice lady.
Wow, and assembly.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you gave her a tip, let's say that.
Yeah, I was going to say I should tip this person for setting it up for us.
Here's a dollar.
So where are you going, left or right?
What can we see each way?
To the right is the area where you landed. To the left is the weights room.
No. Let's go
to the weights room.
Let's go to the weights room.
Grind for some XP
contains
before going to the boss.
Giant scales. There is a woman with long brown hair and a green dress.
Hello.
She says she will sell you. Wait. She will sell you giant seesaw parts.
Wait.
In exchange for solving her puzzles.
Ooh.
We have giant seesaw parts.
Well, will you pay us? Do you have money?
We have a giant seesaw. Already.
She says she has 20 bucks. She'll give you 20 bucks if you solve her riddle.
Challenge accepted.
How much money did we just spend on those parts, just out of curiosity?
$4.
Oh, $4 plus a tip.
Okay, so we spent $5. All right, I can take 20 more. Let's do this.
All right, so she puts a number 3 weight on the left scale. What number weight do you have to put on the right scale to balance the scales?
3.
Ooh, I'm guessing 3.
Oh, Jejulara with the answer. And because Jejulara gets a pity point. So,
yay!
For knowing that 3 equals.
Claps for Jejulara.
Jejulara gets $20. Yay.
Hooray.
Hooray for basic knowledge.
For knowing the identity property.
Yay!
Now, woman in the green dress just sits down and tries to ponder what she can do with the rest of her life.
I apologize and tell her that it'll be okay.
And Maid Bob gets a point for the identity property.
I tell her that she'll find something to do with her life. Maybe she can go work with the woman at the store.
She's actually thinking about dating the time room guy who is on the floor of the
go for
because
it.
She has a crush on him.
I tell her to go for it.
Yes, well, he's already been crushed, so it can't get any worse.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
Your advice and dances out of the area and slides down. Slides down to the next level.
It's gonna come back to haunt me, isn't it?
Horrible, horrible people. Okay, so you're outside of the weights room.
I'm sorry, I honestly forgot.
We're not the ones who killed her. Him. We're not the ones who killed her.
I didn't do it.
You can go left. You can go left or right at this point. To the right is the store, and to the left is the giant seesaw.
Let's go left.
Should go left.
I guess we'll see so.
You go left and you hit a mandatory random event. You hit my favorite mandatory random event. This is a mandatory Christmas song.
Oh.
For Maid Christina.
Yay.
Yay.
And I don't have a list of Christmas songs ready. I thought I did, but I guess I deleted them all because it's no longer Christmas time.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Yeah, sing jingle bells then, Maid Christina.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Is that good?
Ooh.
That was good.
Forgot the part about Batman.
That's good. Let's see what sort of favor you get from that.
Yay.
Wow, 5 favor.
What? Oh my gosh. That.
Maid Christina is killing here.
This is a conspiracy.
It's my golden pipes.
I'm still upset you forgot the part about Batman.
Fine. To be nice, I'll throw you guys another random event.
Oh boy.
Maybe. On the next level. You guys, you all decide to use the giant seesaw to get to the next level, or at least Master Milo decides that. So he gets one end of the seesaw, and he orders one of the maids to jump on the other end to propel him up. And the maid he orders is Maid Diana.
Oh boy, I have to roll, don't I?
Yes, you do have to roll for this. What attribute are you going to use?
What do I have in athletics? Because I don't have my paper in front of me. Do you know?
You have a 2 in athletics, a 2 in infection. Skill is 3, cunning is 3, luck is 2, and willpower is 0.
I am not willful. I'll do skill, because it totally takes skill to jump on the end of a seesaw.
All right, I've got your thing right here. Roll.
I got a 4.
You got a 4. You easily pass the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to give you 2 favor because you're fantastic and the master ended up unharmed.
So wait, so does someone need to use the seesaw to bounce up to the top? Like, someone needs to be on the other side on the bottom, right?
Yeah, it's basically just like a cartoon.
Okay, so I'll stay at the bottom.
Because you can fly, you'll be the final person.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
So all the maids go up in that fashion. You end up on the final level of the mountain.
Cool.
So to the left is a blank area, to the right is the snowman.
I guess we should go right.
Let me throw a random event your way, just to be nice.
Cool.
Maid Jejulara, your cell phone rings.
Okay. Oh. Hello.
Dang it.
We have really good reception.
You're supposed to turn your cell phone off during the podcast.
Maid Jejulara, this is a call from your gynecologist. It's from Xavier. He has bad news for you. You are pregnant. Oh. He has also done the he's done the DNA test and he knows who the father is.
Yes, is it the master?
Bum, bum, bum.
The father is Maid Bob.
Oh. Well, Bob is a fairy. I suppose it's possible. Anything can happen in this world.
Maid Bob, how do you react? You've just been told that you are the father of Maid Jejulara's baby, even though you know that cannot be possible.
Alright, so imagine me holding out my hands, like, slightly to the side, and, like, my hair all, like, messy and frazzled. Aliens.
Hey, I accept that as a perfectly logical explanation, clearly.
No. I'm not saying it's aliens, but...
Aliens. Alright, let's say two favor to Maid Jejulara and Bob. And actually, Maid Jejulara, roll.
Roll for luck. Wait, roll luck?
Yeah.
Okay, I rolled a one, so that's two, I guess.
Okay, you don't have much luck. You totally believe that you're pregnant. How about Maid Bob? Why don't you roll?
Okay. What am I rolling for again? Luck.
Yeah, I want you to roll for luck. Unless you can roll for something else.
I mean, cunning. Because you're making it sound like it's a trick.
Yeah. You can roll for cunning.
Okay, I'll roll for cunning. Because I have a 3 in cunning.
Ow, okay. I think you might win.
I got a 2, so that's a 6.
You got a 6. You steal the phone from Maid Jejulara and try to discuss things over with Mateo. Mateo admits that he is just a huge jerk and he was trying to troll Jejulara.
Nice.
So congratulations, Jejulara, you're not actually pregnant.
Wait, did I tell her this?
Well, did you tell her this? You can decide.
Or you put it on speaker.
Let's say you put it on speaker because Jejulara did not have to tell you that you were the father. So the phone was on speaker
the phone
the whole
was on
time.
Speaker the whole time and Anna and I and Christina are just Christina. Sitting in the background going like, what? What is going on here?
I rub my belly and I go, one day.
I shuffle slowly off to the side.
Yeah.
And just in case you were wondering, that challenge was originally for Maid Pat because she killed her former lover.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's why it was originally intended for her. In any case, you decide to go to the giant snowman who is standing in front of the boss door. Which says boss on top of it.
Hello.
I wonder what this leads to.
Whoa, says the giant snowman. You can't get inside unless you solve my difficult riddle.
Okay.
I know that 8 is the hour after 7. I don't think you want to mess with this.
All right. He gives you a list of numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. What number comes next in the series?
5.
6. My dice rolled a 6, so I'm going with that.
Okay. Your answer is incorrect, Jejulara.
Oh.
The snowman falls over and smashes you with his giant nose.
Oh.
Ow.
So you take 3 damage.
Ouch.
Bye. Anyone else want to try this stupid puzzle?
I think
puzzle?
Anna said 5.
More. Yeah, I think Anna said it.
Anna says 5. Anna, you are correct. You get 2 favor.
Yay!
Know it all.
Kindergarten came in handy.
The snowman pushes his nose, which rings like a bell, and the door opens.
Thank you, Mr. Snowman.
All of the maids and Master Milo walk inside. In this area, it looks like an ice cavern. It looks like the floor is made of ice, and there is a platform in the back for no apparent reason.
Got it.
Standing on top of the platform is an angry man with a large white beard and a red fighting suit.
That sounds like that's the reason.
So large that you suspect he is on steroids. He appears to be badly injured.
Hi.
You! He shouts. You murderers!
What?
What did we do?
Who did
Don't
we
Don't lie to me, Frieza! First Vegeta, then Piccolo,
what?
And now my best friend Krillin. You don't care, I can see that. Their lives mean absolutely nothing to you. You're not in the least bit sorry. Even now, all you can think about is how to destroy me.
I don't remember this part of the game.
What?
So to clarify, you think all of us are one guy?
This is man... the answer four.
Wait.
He reaches up to his helmet. He looks like Santa Claus, but instead of his normal hat, he is wearing a mind control helmet.
Uh-oh. Mm.
He adjusts it, then stands in place and starts screaming. A bright yellow aura surrounds his body. His beard turns yellow and spiky, and it stands up in place. Don't you know who I am? I am the hope of children everywhere. I am the answer to all living things that cry out for presents they don't deserve. I am the master of frivolous spending, the stimulator of the world economy. I am Santa Claus, the legendary Super Saiyan.
So, I wonder when Santa got so cynical, first of all. And then I'm
this
like, guys...
Santa Claus, thank you.
I'm like, guys, we should probably do something about this.
Not what it used to be.
Can I try? I'm looking
Santa
at my
Claus
thing.
Santa Claus runs up, actually he flies up, and he punches one of the maids in the face.
Oh!
Oh! Okay, so he punches Maid Bob.
Wait.
What?
I have maid power. How does that work again?
Your maid power is setting a trap. Mm-hmm. So we presume that when you were flying up here earlier, you set a trap.
Okay, so like, what is that? Does that use something?
Let's use the trap power right now. Skill? Let's go for cunning then.
Okay, yeah. But does it, like, use
Santa
up something?
Santa Claus is able to avoid this. Okay, your roll.
Alright, come on. High number. 5. 5 times 3 is 15.
15. So, Santa Claus takes 3 damage from your trap, and he is unable to hurt you.
Wait, what kind of trap was it?
What kind of trap was it? It was a bear trap.
Bear trap.
Cool.
Classic trap.
You said a bear trap, he gets his fist trapped in the bear trap, and that hurts him.
Yeah.
Is he walking like a gorilla?
He was flying towards you with his fist extended.
Duh.
Downwards?
Yes.
And crush your toes.
Have you never seen Dragon Ball Z?
Yes, but bear trap on the ground.
Maybe it was a hovering bear trap.
Okay.
Duh.
I mean, there's only so far my imagination can go.
All right, does anybody want to attack evil Santa Claus?
I will.
I would like to confront him, and...
I'm going first, I said it first.
Go ahead.
Jedulara gets a point for role-playing, just because I'm nice that way. Jedulara, roll!
I got a 4 times 3 is 12 for athletics.
12. Okay, well, Santa Claus got 18, so that means you take 6 damage.
Thanks.
Right now you are at 11 HP.
Yes.
You just can't catch a break, Jedulara.
So who is next? Maid Christina wants to confront him?
Yes, I want to confront him and teach him that the true meaning of Christmas that he's lost is love of your friends and family and spending time with them and enjoying it. Also, I set his beard on fire.
I was going to say that was really deep, but then the last part happened. And
it was still deep, and then he just added that.
It's the cleansing fires of his soul and face.
Let's roll for cunning. Let's see... I roll for you. Oh, you rolled a... Oh, I have to roll for Santa Claus as well, because I'm the DM.
So you rolled
a 12 in cunning, and Santa Claus rolled a 3... So you were totally able to trick him with that. So 12 minus 3 is 15. So you did 15 damage to Santa Claus by setting his beard on fire.
He was probably a nice type.
I can do math, basic math. Here we go. Great. So Santa Claus is at an unknown HP level because I'm not telling.
Ooh.
That would take away all the fun.
It would.
Who wants to fight Santa Claus next?
Can I try Maiden's Tears?
What?
Can I try Maiden's Tears?
You can try Maiden's Tears. What are you going to do?
The tears of a young girl on Christmas. So that will surely break the mind control.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This will take, I just rolled for you. It's going to take 9 HP damage to do this, and you have to cry roleplay, but...
Okay.
You can do it.
Santa. But without you, no one will be happy. On Christmas, everyone will just be sad. Think about that. That it'll be all your fault. And everyone who died, they'll just remember how you ruined Christmas for everyone.
Santa's eyes well up with tears. Well up with tears, and the mind control device on his head explodes into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah. Exactly.
When he powers up, and the thing disappears. And Santa Claus immediately resumes his jolly personality, which you all know and love, and he gives Maid Anna a humongous hug.
Aww.
Did I give him a hug?
So let's actually have some fun. Maid Anna gets 7. 7, that's right. 7 favor for saving Christmas.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
So Santa Claus, he apologizes for attacking you all. It is the power of Giggity Giggity Gygus which turned him evil.
Course.
It's okay, we understand.
Has anybody played Secret of Mana? Who's the bad guy in Secret of Mana?
Oh. The very end?
Yeah, who's the bad guy in Secret of Mana that turned Santa Claus evil?
Oh, well, know. No, they... it was the Empire for stealing the seeds.
Oh. Was it? Okay, Jedulara, I'm going to give you 2 favor for being a nerd. So this puts you on equal footing with Maid Pat. Who is not here to defend herself.
Finally. Ouch.
But Maid, you managed to beat the player who's not here today. Fantastic. But speaking of Maid Pat has another psychic vision.
Oh.
Maid Pat sees the same family from the previous vision, gathered around the Christmas tree by the fireplace. 2 young boys dressed in fireman pajamas have finished opening their Christmas presents. They are weeping profusely.
Oh.
Santa got me a new computer, an iPhone, and 6 sets of clothing, but no flat screen TV.
Oh my god.
Child. My sense of self-entitlement is ruined. How could this happen?
I reach into the vision and smack the kids upside the head.
I wanted more stuff, which I will use once and then throw away, the other child says. Now the economy will collapse. The vision ends.
And that's why I prefer Thanksgiving.
Agreed.
So congratulations, maids. You saved Christmas.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Yay.
But that's not all. Do you actually remember why you're here?
I was just getting to that.
Santa's beard.
Yes. So, Master Milo says, Dear Santa Claus, we are looking for the 3 masters of the beard. We have already found Abraham Lincoln. Could it be possible that you are the 2nd keeper of the beard? Oh, and I'm playing Santa Claus, right. Santa Claus.
There was a long awkward pause.
Santa Claus says, yes, indeed, I am the master of the beard. He reaches into his suit and pulls out the third part of the beard amulet.
Right.
He pushes it to your half of the amulet, and the amulet is now 3/4 of the way full.
Cool. Good job, guys. Good job, team.
Hey. Good job, team. That is the end of the level. Santa Claus wishes you all good well. As a Christmas, special pre-Christmas present, he will send you on the way to the next level.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Santa.
Well, no, this level was cool. The next one is the Wild West, so it'll be hot.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So Merry Christmas to all.
Santa Claus pulls a lever from out. Apparently, there's a lever sticking out of the wall, which none of you noticed before. He pulls it, and you are all catapulted out through the top of the mountain and 500 miles away.
I would have pulled that if I'd have seen it.
I can fly, so I'll be okay.
Whatever.
Next time, our maids go through the final segment of the Game Cola Maid RPG. They fight their way through a town in the old, old west, which has been conquered by the evil Mad Dog McCree. When they finally have all of the beard amulet pieces together, they face off against the evil Giggity Giggity Gygus. You won't want to miss the epic conclusion of Maid RPG next time. For now, the podcast is over. I saw my baby wearing Santa's beard.